on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. CBS News has learned the Treasury and State Departments will announce in a few hours the largest set of sanctions against Russia since its invasion of Ukraine 2 years ago.
Treasury Department officials tell CBS News the Biden administration and European allies will announce more than 500 sanctions on Russia and its military war machine. The sanction targets include companies, banks, and individuals inside Russia, as well as companies and people outside of Russia who provide materials to the Russian military. Bo Erickson, CBS News, Washington.
AT&T says its customers have their cell service back after an hours-long outage Friday. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has details.
This is what happened when tens of thousands of AT&T customers tried to make a phone call Thursday.
I see an SOS. Now I can't even use my GPS, my music, call my wife, tell her where I'm going to be.
Users reported widespread problems from Chicago to Dallas, Boston to Los Angeles.
The company now says the outage was caused by a technical error. Almost 55 years after Neil Armstrong took one small step for a man, a private company has taken one giant leap for commercial space exploration. CBS's Mark Strassman has that.
The Odyssey of Odysseus has ended on the moon. The first American-made spacecraft kicking up lunar dust in more than a half century.
As our equipment is on the surface of the moon.
Jubilant. Mission Control of Intuitive Machines in Houston. The first commercial moon landing ever.
It's a growing problem in some dangerous American workplaces.
Tennessee-based Fayette Janitorial Service has been accused by federal authorities of illegally hiring at least two dozen children to clean dangerous meat processing facilities. The U.S. Labor Department says the number of children under the age of 18 working illegally in the U.S. has increased nearly 90% since 2019.
CBS's Jim Crisula. He says a 16-year-old was killed while working at a poultry plant in Mississippi, and another 16-year-old died in an accident at a sawmill in Wisconsin. Former talk show host Wendy Williams has been diagnosed with the same form of dementia that actor Bruce Willis has. No one's complaining about the warm February temperatures, but lots of folks are complaining about the pollen that results. Atlanta allergy doctor Christopher Chu.
Early start and perhaps worse than last year, so the pain is coming.
Police in Washington, D.C. have made two surprising arrests. In a series of robberies, they say the man they believe robbed a downtown Walgreens store six times in 6 months had help from two of the managers. They've arrested the two men who they say took turns being the victims. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The leader of the Forest County Potawatomi is calling on Wisconsin lawmakers and other state leaders to find bipartisan solutions to problems like human trafficking and affordable housing. James Crawford gave Thursday's annual State of the Tribe speech. He also thanked lawmakers for working to increase Medicaid reimbursements for tribes and legislation to boost affordable housing. Wisconsin farmers boosted conservation efforts between 2017 and 2022. That's according to the latest USDA agriculture census.
In so many ways, it is about access to programs within USDA or information, making sure that we can use all of those avenues to drive adoption in the way that we know there is demand for.
Mike Lavender's with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Marquette bounces back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After getting blown out by number one ranked UConn, the Marquette Golden Eagles beat the DePaul Blue Demons by 34 points. The final 105-71. DePaul now 0-15 in conference play. NFL, Matt LaFleur introducing Jeff Hafley today as the Packers' new defensive coordinator, replacing Joe Barry, who's now a linebackers coach with the Miami Dolphins. The Chicago Bears hiring 39-year-old Jennifer King as an assistant running backs coach. She's the first female coach ever were hired by the Bears. King was on the Washington Commanders coaching staff last year. And the Brewers have re-signed pitcher Brandon Woodruff to the team. And they've also officially added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres. New manager Pat Murphy addressing the clubhouse in Maryvale.
I don't care about what others are saying, how much we're going to win. We're going to win this many games because of this, because of this. That's all bullcrap. Doesn't freaking matter. What matters is what? We win tonight.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds overnight as temperatures tumble into the mid and upper 20s. We'll have a northwest wind. On Friday, plenty of clouds, some light flurries, and snow across the area. Highs reaching the lower 30s early, then we'll see falling temperatures into the 20s. Currently 35 degrees.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
America and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is our old buddy Debbie Hines, the trial lawyer, legal and political commentator, former prosecutor, author of the forthcoming book, Get Off My Neck, Black Lives, White Justice, and a former prosecutor's quest for reform. It'll be out next month, and we'll have her back on when her book comes out. I'm looking forward to that. Her website, I am Debbie Hines, DebbieHines.com. And that's also her Twitter handle. Debbie, welcome back to the program. It's been a while since we talked. I wanted to get your thoughts on Fannie Willis. Last week, we saw this, I characterized it as a high-tech lynching. Essentially, the Republican white power structure in Atlanta or in Georgia saying, you know, how dare you take on Donald Trump? We are going to cut you down to size. I'm curious your thoughts on, you know, why and how she got dragged into this and where it's going and what the status of it is right now. It kind of fell off the radar screen of the news.
So only thing I would add is it's a salacious high-tech lynching because she's a woman and she's a black woman just trying to do her job. And of course, Donald Trump is a white man, as are all the other defendants in the case. So, you know, this case is going nowhere. All of the other defendants that filed motions to disqualify her and the team, you know, they were denied, and maybe except for one. And this one is really going nowhere. But, you know, you have to understand two things about motion. In this case, the motion is filed by the defendant, Mr. Roman. He has the burden of proof. So even though Fannie Willis did a lot of testifying on her behalf, went through a lot of detail about her relationship with Nathan Wade, there were other witnesses. I mean, she was defending her right to be there, but it really is the flip. If whoever files the motion, that's the one that has to prove the motion. So in this case, it would be the defendant. And so he hasn't really proved anything. But the other thing that, because this is a high-stakes political case, as we all know, the other thing that's involved is not always so much of legally filing the correct motion, which you should always do as an attorney. You should not file a frivolous motion that you know you're going to lose. But this is also, unfortunately, in the political arena, Tom. So I think that what they have accomplished with the motion, assuming it even does, it will likely be denied seriously. But what they have accomplished is to try to muddy the jury pool, because this is more enticing and exciting for a jury to hear about than the 11,000 plus votes that Donald Trump was trying to steal.
Right. And it was wall to wall all over the media. I mean, I just kept cringing. I mean, I mean, they were just trying to drag her through the mud, and they didn't have. I mean, you know, now we've got this in California, Napa Valley. Apparently she and Nathan Wade took a trip out to California and went into wine country and did a wine tasting and bought a couple of high end bottles of wine. And the owner of the winery has now come out and said, you know, she paid me in cash. She wouldn't let Nathan pay for anything. She paid me in cash, and she paid for the whole thing. And, you know, totally backing up her testimony. Do they have anything? And why have we not heard any more about this? I mean, what is the status of this? Is Scott McAfee, the judge in this case, how and when does he rule on whether Fani Willis can remain the prosecutor?
So I think what I've read, of course, I'm not down here in the courtroom with him. I've read that he's going to rule sometime next week. But everything that was said in the case does not go to disqualification. That is why Fani Willis kept going back to, I'm not on trial. Donald Trump and the defendants are on trial. Now, there are instances where, just to put it in perspective, because it just, all of the information that came out, all the testimony, it doesn't go to when you would disqualify a prosecutor. So leaving it in the setting that it's in, one scenario where it would be a disqualification is if Fani Willis had a relationship with Nathan Wade and Nathan Wade was the judge on the case. That's an automatic conflict of interest.
Right.
Or if Fani Willis had a relationship with Nathan Wade and Nathan Wade is a defendant in the case, automatic disqualification.
But these are not the case.
These are not the case. This is not the case. And this is under Georgia law. I'm speaking under Georgia law. So those are like the examples. So even if she'd had a relationship with the judge, Judge McAfee, you know, 5 years ago, that would more than likely be a disqualification because that goes to, that could possibly, that prior relationship or relationship could affect her prosecution and the outcome and how the judge rules and be prejudicial to the defendants.
Sure.
That's the key. It has to be something there that relates to why the defendant is likely to not have a fair trial. Who she had a romantic relationship with, who she paid for what she reimbursed. How does that tie in with the defendants? It ties in no way with the defendants, nor does the money that Nathan Wade is getting for being hired as the special prosecutor. The only instance where there's, and this is rarely the case, the only instance where there might be something if he was hired or retained on a contingent fee basis, which really doesn't happen, contingent meaning contingent on the outcome, and therefore it relates to the case. None of this relates to the case. And I just feel bad for her that she had to go through that. But as a public official in one of the highest stakes case that our country has ever had, a black woman trying to bring a white former president down, this is where we are in America.
Yeah, it's absolutely shocking, frankly, to me, Debbie. We're talking with Debbie Hines, trial lawyer, legal political commentator, former prosecutor, author of the forthcoming book, Get Off My Neck, Black Lives, White Justice, and a Former Prosecutor's Quest for Reform, Debbie Hines. Debbie, what are the next steps? I mean, is Scott McAfee just, or forgive me for mispronouncing his name.
I'm the same.
Yeah, is he just like, you know, waiting a week, or are they still getting testimony and it's just not being televised because it's not hot stuff?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I think he's waiting. I think they've concluded, if I'm not incorrect, and they're just waiting. But the other thing in terms of, you know, the public and you and I want to know the urgency of what's going to happen. This judge has other cases. He has other dockets. He has other things going on. While this is foremost in the minds of most people that are watching it, this judge has another full courtroom of other things that he's, of other cases that he's handling that have happened before this. And so it's not fair to speculate what's going on with the judge. Why is he taking so long? The judge is doing his job as a judge.
Right, but what has happened here, in fact, whether it was intended or not, I'm guessing it was, is that the Trump defense has succeeded in delaying the trial by several weeks, right?
Oh, yeah, now that's a reality. The Trump defense has definitely delayed the trial, no matter what the outcome is, even when the outcome turns out to be favorable and Fani Willis can remain on the case. They have accomplished that goal. I forgot about that. They've accomplished the goal of trying to muddy the jury pool, which would be a majority black jurors, prospective jurors. But they've succeeded, which is the ultimate goal of Donald Trump and his defendants, which is delay, delay, delay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just an amazing story, and such a kind of sad, such a sad commentary on the state of things in America right now. Debbie Hines, Debbie, thank you so much for dropping
by. Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
Look forward to talking to you next month when your book comes out.
Thanks.
Okay? Great. Thank you. You can find Debbie Hines on the internet at imdebbiehines, imdebbiehines.com, or imdebbiehines on Twitter, or X, or whatever you want to call it. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Yeah, so I've got to caught you doing something right and a crazy alert for you on the other side of the break, and I'll be picking up your calls. Stay with us.
Your hometown from news talk and sports station is locally grown radio. News talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR Radio AM.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who've left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on them, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom. And I got to tell you, these sheets are absolutely wonderful. You're going to love them. CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. 20 minutes past the hour. So this morning, Joe Scarborough and Willie Geist went off on Harold Ford Jr. This is interesting. What I thought was interesting was what they were upset about, which, you know, Harold Ford Jr. used to be a Democratic member of Congress. He's now a commentator over on Fox News. He's basically the Democrat that they get to beat up on. You know, Dennis Kucinich played that role for a little while. Others, you know, have played that role. And he's on this show, The Five, you know, with Mika Brzezinski referred to him as the lone liberal co-host. And then Scarborough starts going, he's an agreeer, you know, he just kind of goes along to get along and all this kind of, but you know, what they called him out for basically was his both sides-ism. And I think that's legitimate. I think both sides-ism is pretty crazy stuff. Meanwhile, the right-wing host, his name is Jack Posobiec, P-O-S-O-B-I-E-C, says, I just wanted to say, this is an actual verbatim quote, I just wanted to say, welcome to the end of democracy. We're here to overthrow it completely. We didn't get it all the way there on January 6th, but we will endeavor to get rid of it and replace it with the right, with this right here. We'll replace it with this right here. And what he's holding up is a Christian cross. We're going to replace democracy, this fairly well-known right-wing commentator says, we're going to replace democracy with theocracy, with religion. And he said, that's, you know, Steve Bannon, he was on Steve Bannon's show, and Steve Bannon says, all right, I'm amen. And then Posobiec says, that's right, because all glory is not to the government, all glory to God. This is totally weird. You know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, as David Edwards points out over at rawstory.com, the Southern Poverty Law Center found that that this guy, Jack, had, quote, collaborated with white supremacists, neo-fascists, and anti-Semites for years while producing propaganda that Trump and his inner circle have publicly celebrated. Jack Posobiec's extensive ties to white supremacists should serve, the Southern Poverty Law Center said, as a wake-up call for anyone who hasn't made the connection between Trump's MAGA movement and hate. Yeah. How about that? Meanwhile, the Republicans, or the House of Representatives, is still on vacation. MAGA Mike, or Moscow Mike, increasingly, is traveling around the country doing fundraisers and giving speeches and things. And in fact, he gave a speech at a Republican get-together in Florida day before yesterday. And apparently, it wasn't well received. People said it was preachy. He thinks he's a pastor, right? Very strange. All right, let's pick up your calls here. Leon in Maroa, Illinois. Hey, Leon, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Glad to be one of your students, long-time listener.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
One of my thoughts was, if embryos are going to be children in the state of Alabama, don't they need a Social Security number? And what would the first insurance company be to step forward and issue a life insurance policy on them?
On an embryo. Yeah, I mean, these questions, they highlight the absurdity of this Alabama Supreme Court decision. What I think is going to be interesting is if this thing gets appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, how it gets handled. Because I'm guessing that at least three or four of the people on the U.S. Supreme Court agree with these, with the Chief Justice in Alabama.
One more thing, Tom.
Yeah.
You can tell a lot by a person's character. I've been told by the way they play a game of golf. Bail Bird, I would bet $100 bill, has never played an honest round of golf in his life.
Trump?
Yes.
Well, that's the report we hear, is that he's constantly cheating. He delights in cheating, in fact. He delights in cheating and pushing it in people's faces.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tom, thanks for taking my call. You guys have good weather out there. It looks like it's been wet.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have a couple of nice days, although it might snow on Sunday, so we'll see. But, Leon, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Steve in St. Louis, Missouri. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, you know, we know Alabama has already taken away women's right to IVF to have a child.
Right.
Well, now Florida and Missouri are working on it right as we speak. Well, not right this minute, but they are working on it this year.
Yep.
Missouri in general, only because I live here, they're having to change the wording in the law right now because there was a 2015 precedent in Missouri where embryos were classified as marital property. This was in a divorce court, and the court actually granted joint custody of the eggs, but both sides have to agree as far as if one side wanted to use the eggs, then the other side had to agree. If not, then that person could not get pregnant.
Right.
Well, now you have Josh Hawley up there in Jeff City working on creating this bill where cryopreserved implanted embryos now are classified as children rather than marital properties, because then they can ban IVF.
Right. I don't understand why these guys want to ban IVF.
Last year, everyone thought, okay, you know, they want to flood a brand new baby. Now, all of a sudden, they're keeping people from having babies.
Right.
I don't get it either.
Yeah, it's totally weird. I mean, I get it, you know, when the Heritage Foundation comes out and says women need to stop using birth control. I get the agenda there, and I get the anti-abortion agenda, you know, particularly for white people. We want more white babies, but this is just totally weird. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Excuse me.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. February is Heart Health Month. And I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure. And they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. I want to be healthy. I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for years. I take them every night. So support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free one-month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeats.com. Yep, T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com. Get this exclusive offer only at TomLovesBeats.com.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in, goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But Louise and I were totally surprised by how much healthier and happier our dogs seemed after we made the switch. We could see it in their behavior. We could see it in their bodies. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom. DrMartyPets.com/THOM. And welcome back. Let's pick up your calls and see what's on your mind today. We've got an awful lot going on in the world, an awful lot we've talked about. Ed in Reedsport, Oregon. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Oh, I have a question about the Ukraine issue and the lack of funding because of Mike and Johnson. And we have a treaty with Ukraine, you said, and Russia and ourselves when they gave up their nuclear capacity, when Ukraine gave them up.
Correct.
And that that treaty is the law of the land. And so I don't know the words of the treaty, but it seems to me if it said we would defend their borders or at least their right to exist, if the treaty says that, then couldn't Biden then take that and say, acting on the treaty, which is a law of the land, I'm going to give military aid to Ukraine independent of what the Congress says?
If the Budapest Memorandum, which was signed in 1994 by the United States, Russia, uh-huh. Ukraine, and the United Kingdom, if that memorandum, which says that these four countries, or these three countries plus Ukraine, all acknowledge, you know, recognize Ukraine's borders and all pledge in exchange for Ukraine giving all their nukes to Russia, pledge that none of us will ever violate their borders. If that had been an actual treaty that was ratified by two-thirds of the Senate, then yes, your theory would be absolutely correct. The problem is it was never submitted as a treaty. It was merely a, you know, kind of like a trade deal. You know, it was an agreement among yeah. governments. But it doesn't have an enforcement mechanism, and it's not legally a treaty. So your theory is great. I mean, you understand. I mean, the Constitution says the treaties become the law of the land. They're basically above any other law, you know, which has worked in some cases to our disadvantage and some to our advantage. But the Budapest Memorandum, which you can, if you want to read the whole thing, it's I've published it several times. Just go over to Hartman Report or go to a search engine and search my name and Budapest Memorandum, and it'll pop right up, and you can read the whole thing.
Okay.
It's fairly brief.
I couldn't remember. I thought it was a treaty, and I was going to do the research while I was talking. You said there'd be more, but I had it kind of got it wrong. But you know what else? There's generally not simple solutions like, oh, we signed a treaty, so it's all over with.
Well, an awful lot of good things among countries get done without treaties. They get done with these kind of side agreements. And typically they're respected. The problem is that, you know, with no enforcement mechanism and without it actually being called a treaty, it's pretty unenforceable, sadly. You know, much like the Minsk Agreement, which is also cited in this case. That was not a treaty either. So, you know, but the bottom line is Russia is an outlaw state right now. Russia is behaving in a way that is inconsistent with international law and, you know, frankly, need to be held to account for it. Ed, thank you for the call. Nice to hear from you and keep thinking.
Yeah. You know, thank you for all you do.
My pleasure. Good talking to you. Mike in Memphis, Tennessee. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Well, I've been dying to ask you a question, Tom, and I really appreciate you taking calls because it's not often you can ask somebody on television a question. So I really respect that and appreciate it, the opportunity.
Why are you buttering me up, Mike? Drop the hammer.
because this is, here it comes, pal.
I figured.
You've been doing this a while. Listen, I just want to make sure of something before I give you an analogy that you compared something to. But Fannie, what's her name?
Tori Willis.
Fannie, actually, she used to be Fannie, like Fannie Flagg. There's a lot of Fannies in Georgia. But
she pronounces it Fannie, but in any case.
Yeah, anyway, Theismann, you know, okay.
Yeah, but if you have any respect for it all, you'll pronounce the name the way she wants it pronounced.
Well, I don't have a lot of respect for her, and I'll tell you why. I want to make sure one thing is correct before I say this. Her father was a Black Panther in Oakland, correct?
For less than a year, yeah.
Okay, all right, that's fine, less than a year.
And then he went to law school.
Okay, great, that's great. Bork went to law school too, I think.
And the Black Panthers actually, in many ways, was a pretty damn noble organization. I mean, I would encourage you to read Huey Newton's book about his time in the Black Panthers.
Oh, I actually have respect for Malcolm X and some other folks.
Well, Malcolm X was not the Black Panthers, but anyway, yeah. So
I know
what's the point you're trying to make here,
Mike? I just wanted to make sure. Right. Here's the point. I want to get your quote on this. Imagine down here in Memphis or whatever, if a white district attorney whose father was in the Klan for a year was on the stand, and he announced under oath in questioning that he's not going to treat a white man like that. Well, your head would explode. And
well,
you know it.
First of all, the Klan is not the same thing as the Black Panthers. The Black Panthers was a defensive organization against racism.
The Klan is an offensive organization
promoting racism. So I don't think your analogy makes any sense.
Well, what about the under the oath thing about the district attorney? That was just a side note because, you know, it would have been told that his father was in the Klan. But so
you're creating a hypothetical here, Mike. You're stretching things to the point that they don't make any sense.
Yes, they do. She said, "I wouldn't do that to a black man."
Right.
If a white district attorney said, "I wouldn't do that to a white man," everybody's head would be exploding.
Well,
and
what you're illustrating, Mike, and doing a brilliant job of. Thank you very much. Is white privilege. Is the reality that the majority of the wealth in this country is controlled by white people, the majority of the political power in this country is controlled by white people, and as a result of that, you know, minorities sometimes have to stick together. And that doesn't mean that they're being racist. They are the minorities. They are the ones who are on the receiving end of all the crap. They're not the ones who are dishing it out. It's the white people who are dishing it out. So when there's a long tradition of this. When minorities are under attack, as they were in the 60s, and you get, you know, movements to respond to that, like the Black Panthers, that's not racism. That is self-defense. And I don't think that Fannie Willis was expressing a racist sentiment, whereas your example with, a guy from the Klan, I mean, the Klan is an openly racist organization. And they're still around. I mean, Steve Scalise bragging about the fact that he's David Duke without the baggage. I mean, they're still around. But Mike, I don't think you laid a glove on me or Fannie Willis. Good try, though. Good try. We'll live to fight another day. Chris in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for accepting my call.
Sure.
Oh, I got a follow-up with that. Wow. I'm a black guy from Albuquerque, but originally from Alabama. And the reason I was calling about the black Trump supporters.
Well, I'm curious, as a black guy from Albuquerque, what do you think of my analysis, Chris?
Great analogy, Tom. Okay, great analogy. You should have thrown in Trump. I know he's a Trumpster. You should have thrown in Trump. Didn't he get his family got convicted of... what was it? Racial profiling?
Refusing to rent to black people. Yeah. In fact, that was Donald's first job when he was a teenager, was interviewing people for apartments. And if they were black, he'd write C for colored on the application form. So they never got the apartment.
I know. I'm surprised. I'm surprised the Democratic Party is not making emphasis on that pretty frequently.
Yeah.
But anyway, I know you have other callers. Anyway, the reason I was calling you is I'm confused. I was confused. And I actually thought about let me just tell you this. My girlfriend is Native American, and I'm a black. I'm actually black from Alabama originally. Mm-hmm. We're getting discussions about why we always. I get so upset when I see a black supporter at a Trump rally, and my girlfriend, well, my fiance now, she gets upset when she sees a Native American at a Trump rally, and we're like, How is that helping you? How was the Trump administration going to help you? And I'm confused, but I go back in time. My grandmother, my mom's mom, she was elderly at the time. She was in the 80s. And when she was really sick, she emphasized she would never go to a black doctor. She would never go to a black doctor. And that confused me for so many years because I was like 12 or 13, maybe 14. And I remember that emphasis on that. And I was confused why my grandmother would never go to a black doctor or never will want a black doctor to even.
Don't you think that's kind of Stockholm syndrome?
At the same time, I realized over time growing up, she's not the president. She's not the president as far as not, you know, being caught up in this white supremacy ideology and think she has to be, I don't know, submissive to I'm just confused at the same time, but I understand.
I think it's Stockholm syndrome, Chris.
People, sir?
I think it's Stockholm syndrome. I think it's people identifying with their oppressors.
Exactly.
It's a survival mechanism. It's an internal psychological survival mechanism. When your oppressor is absolutely powerful.
Is it unconscious to feel that way?
It's largely unconscious.
Okay. Wow.
People don't realize that they're identifying with their oppressors, but it's a very common thing, particularly when the oppressor holds absolute power. It's a defensive mechanism.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Good talking to you, Chris.
Thank you. Other calls. I really appreciate it for your time.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
For We the People, I'll be right back with your calls in just a second.
Locally grown radio from Best for the Clover, we are your sports, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1420 AM.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. As the war in Ukraine enters its third year, the U.S. is increasing the pressure on Russia to stop its attacks, says CBS's Nancy Cordes.
A defiant Putin flexed his muscle flying on a nuclear-capable strategic bomber, even as the U.S. and its allies prepare to unveil new sanctions aimed at hobbling his military.
Tens of thousands of AT&T customers nationwide lost their cell service for a few hours Friday. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
AT&T says service for all customers has been restored and explained late Thursday the outage stemmed from a technical error that occurred while it was expanding its network.
The Labor Department says the number of children under the age of 18 working illegally in the U.S. has increased nearly 90% since 2019. CBS's Jim Krasula says in some cases they've died.
A 16-year-old was killed while working at a poultry plant in Mississippi. A second 16-year-old died after an accident at a sawmill in Wisconsin.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
We'll be right back.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Thursday was the last day at work for the Wisconsin legislature. A busy assembly floor session included a constitutional amendment that keeps houses of worship open during public health emergencies. Several other bills up for votes are part of the deal Republicans struck with Universities of Wisconsin officials, including money for new building projects. Those bills ultimately passed. The Department of Education is offering breaks on student loans. Cora Hume is with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. She says borrowers with non-federally held loans need to consolidate them into direct consolidation loans by the end of April.
Older borrowers are less likely to hold direct loans, which would already benefit from this pay count adjustment. And then those that do own direct loans, they're less likely to participate in this IDR program that caps their monthly payments.
Hume says the savings have the potential to change lives. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds overnight as temperatures tumble into the mid and upper 20s. We'll have a northwest wind. On Friday, plenty of clouds, some light flurries and snow across the area. Highs reaching the lower 30s early, then we'll see falling temperatures into the 20s. Currently 35 degrees.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Joints and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost to energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com and use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511. And claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Alan in West Bloomfield, Michigan. Hey, Alan, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I listen to you a lot. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
And I have a real quickie for you. I was driving home a while ago, and someone was talking to you about Trump as a cheater in golf.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a book, now several years old, that I read, excellent book on this subject. It's called Commander in Cheat by a gentleman by the name of Rick Riley.
Huh. Was he the golf pro?
I believe so. He knew him very well,
yeah,
and played golf with him. And there's some really, especially for those of us that are golfers, some really great examples of how he cheats in the golf game and in the clubs that he owns.
For example, I'm not for a golfer, example. so do it. You know, basic 101 here. How does Trump cheat?
Okay. Well, for us golfers, when you're on the green and you're putting, normally, if you're just a little ways from the hole, it's called a gimme. You don't have to putt it. If it's a short way from the hole, it's called a gimme. One of the examples, and I read this quite a while ago. There are a lot better examples than this. But there was an example that when he is off the green, right in the corner of the green when you would normally chip on, he calls that a gimme, which in many cases can be one, two, or three shots away from the hole. But that's a minor one.
So you can proclaim your own gimmies? You don't have to get the agreement of your the people you're playing with or against?
Well, you should. But apparently he
Trump has different rules.
There was another example, and where a tournament of one of his clubs, he wasn't playing in the tournament. He was playing the same day, but wasn't playing in the tournament. And apparently he got a trophy for playing in the tournament. And even though he wasn't playing in the tournament, he claimed that he won the tournament and put the trophy in his name.
Right. Now, I remember that one. I remember that
one.
He won a tournament that he didn't even compete in. Amazing stuff.
Exactly.
Well, Alan, thank you. Yep. Thank you for sharing that with us. That was great. I appreciate it. Mario in Chicago. Hey, Mario, you want to talk about the Black Panthers?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But the guy that just talked to you about the economy, the economy in the United States is bigger than Europe and England by $6 trillion.
Oh, interesting.
This information.
Okay.
Yeah, and considering with the Black Panthers, I think this gentleman, the way he answered to you and said to you about Black Panthers, like putting them down, he had to know, thanks to them, we speak English in this country. Otherwise, we would speak German. The Black Panthers went and chose by General Patton to go the farthest east in Europe. The most heroic men, they were the Black Panthers, and were the only ones. And all of them, they were black.
Oh, that's interesting. So there was there a connection between the Black Panthers of World War II and the Black Panthers of California in the 1960s?
Yes. Yes, of course. Because even though the Black Panthers in California, they were not violent until they saw they come with weapons, because they can use weapons at any time. Right. And when they use the weapons, they say, no, let's stop this. Oh, yes, they are familiar, the same thing, and they are the lineage of these people, no question about that.
Yeah.
So just for the information, gentlemen, when we refer
so to without the Black Panthers, we'd be speaking German. Okay, Mario, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it. Lewis in Paxtonia, Pennsylvania. Hey, Lewis, we have a little less than about a half a minute here. You got a quick one?
Yeah, Tom, I just want to piggyback on what the gentleman said about when you said about the Stockholm Syndrome.
Uh-huh.
I can remember, I'm black, and I can remember when my parents were always hesitant about doing any business with any black person. And I think it's more of a trained concept than it is, a Stockholm Syndrome.
So you think it's like learned helplessness, like Marty Seligman writes about?
Yeah, because you're always trusting the white man, and black man is always inferior.
I get it. That makes sense. Although I'd say, Lewis, that's probably a dimension of Stockholm Syndrome, but I could be wrong. Lewis, thank you for the call. Thank you very much. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Do you have any guests tomorrow, Sean? No, it's just going to be you and me. Anything Goes Friday. And I love Anything Goes Friday. So we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive and...
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.